Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Today is Tuesday, and we have a triple treat. We have Eileen Betcher. We have myself, of course, C. And we have a special guest with us tonight, Peg Wolf-Jones. Hello, Eileen.
Yay.
Hello, Peg.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Hi, Peg. Welcome.
Hi. It's so nice to have all the angels in the house. My goodness.
Yay.
I thought we'd start off tonight, Eileen, by letting Peg tell us her definition of what an angel is, how we could communicate with the angels, and then she was going to read her message from the angels for today from her book.
Beautiful.
So if that would be okay, Eileen, we'll start off with that.
Wonderful.
Great. Peg, if you could go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself and give us the message of the day.
Sure. Hi, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach. I am an author and a teacher and also a Reiki master. And tonight I'm going to read a message from my book. It's called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And there's a message for each day from the angels in my book, and there's also a journal exercise. So you are able to keep a spiritual journal throughout the year if that is what you would like to do, or just think about it. So I'm going to read the message, and it's a pretty cool message today, too. It's not July 30th yet today. It must have moved all by itself.
Let the thorn in your heart dissolve to nothing. Fill the nothing space with something positive. For example, fill it with love, happiness, or gratitude. Let the space be full of pinks and greens, which are colors of love and healing. Let it be filled with peace for all at all times. The angels will tell us continually of their love for us and that they are with us no matter what. And then the journal exercise today is looking daily for signs of love from the angels. They are there for you no matter how big or how small your problems may be. Think about it and journal about it. And also maybe think about tonight while you're listening what type of questions you may have for your angels, or even just about the angels in general. For me, it took me a long time to really connect with the angels, but one thing I did find out is that we all have this ability to do that. It's not limited to just special people, that connect with the angels. And it's a matter of understanding how we can connect. And I talk about this in my classes about angel communication, and that is basically about our clairs. And I'm sure we all know what our clairs are, like clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, claircognizance, and then also clairsmelling and clairtasting. And we all have different abilities in which clairs we use to connect. Some may be stronger than others, and so we start with those. And then as we continue our communications with our angels, we find that we are able to connect with using all the clairs. But that may not always be the case, but it could very possibly be. And so that is basically the connection. You know, when we clairvoyance is clairseeing, so that is when we use our third eye, which is in between our eyebrows. And in that third eye, that's where we're able to, see pictures or symbols. We may be able to see an angel. Or we may just maybe see like a movie almost. And then clairaudience is clear hearing, and that's basically hearing within. Sometimes you may hear your name being called and no one is in the room, and that is an example. Or you may, it's also used for automatic writing too, and you hear things that you know wasn't truly from you. It's also a way, it's a way of connecting when we are also doing channeling. And then clairsentience is clear feeling. And that is sometimes we might feel a brush, like a soft touch on our eyebrow or on our face or on our shoulder. And that's another way of the angels or spirit letting us know about the fact that they are there for us. Or we may get butterflies in our stomach. And that is another way. And then clear knowing is just you're knowing something and you don't quite, and you really didn't know about it before. It's kind of like prophecy and a total understanding of that. And clairaudience is clear tasting. Sometimes you might get a taste of like flowers, and for different people, it may have a meaning. And then the other is smelling, maybe smelling something that could be like grandma's cake, you know. And so that may give you an indication that maybe grandma is there. Or it may be a smell that is not so great. And that is kind of letting you know that maybe it's not all that good. So that's basically what connection is. And
that's phenomenal. I think you know it gives the audience here a little bit more of an understanding. And I thank you for the beautiful message from today as well. You know, I mean that's phenomenal. You're so connected with the angels.
Thank you.
I was wondering, are you guys ready to take a couple calls? Our boards are really getting lit up here like a Christmas tree.
Sure.
Woo-hoo! Let's go here.
Let's get this party started, okay?
Get the party started. Get that party started.
513, you're live with me. It's DC Love. How are you? Hello, 313.
Hi,
can we have your name?
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. This is DC. And there's Eileen, and we have our special guest this evening, Peg Jones. Do you have a question for our ladies this evening?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a specific question that you'd like to discuss with the ladies? Something that's on your mind, or would you like a general reading?
I want to ask my guys some questions for you all, if I can do it that way. My first question is, how does Sam feel about me?
Pardon me?
Okay.
How does Sam feel about me?
Oh, how does Sam feel about you?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
You know what? So we're gonna go and we're gonna see what the angels have to give you. Sometimes what you want isn't what you get, but we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna just see what the angels have to say about you and Sam. Is that okay?
Or you could just give me a general reading because I want it to be all about Sam, all about him.
Well, I'm ready to go.
If you're ready, honey, you can go ahead. Go ahead, Eileen. Thank you.
Okay. Sweetie, what I do is I just ask God to give you, allow the angels to deliver your messages. Sometimes they
okay.
go exactly with your
okay.
question, and sometimes they just go.
I'm
so
sorry, I can't hear you. You sound far back away from the phone. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hang on.
Not yet. That's better. I can hear you.
Stop a drink.
There. Is that better?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Yeah, that's better, Eileen. Definitely,
right.
Hon. Go ahead.
All right. I pulled off my my earbuds and just using the phone.
Okay, great.
So my first message for you, sweetheart, is you take action, that you really are in touch with the truth in this situation, and that you actually need to trust your gut. And so be lovingly and assertive with yourself, though. You know, make sure that you're honest with yourself and trust your gut feelings there because, you know, you know how this guy really actually feels about you in your gut. And, you know, we all know what we want, but on the other hand, be truthful and go to your gut and ask. And it tells me that you know the truth in this situation. So just go ahead and accept that truth. Your second card is the Mystic. And it talks about forging ahead and keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer if you want to expect miraculous solutions to a situation. Forge ahead and envision and be determined that that is what's going to be delivered to you. Is that not taking no for an answer and expecting those miracles to show up. Sometimes, though, we do have to be flexible. So when you're working towards an aim, you need to stay firm with your conviction, but you also need to compromise. But don't let anybody water down any divine plan that you may be manifesting because it's important to you to, you know, go ahead and follow through with that divine. It talks about following through with your divine course.
Okay.
And so that second card is actually talking about something to do with spirit or some sort of purpose or some sort of divine vision, maybe one of your goals that you've set for yourself in life. That's what that card is talking about, is to keep charging ahead towards that. And expect for miracles, but know that you're going to have to work for them. Your last card is Aurora, and she says that you are actually flying high right now and that others might actually kind of be a little bit threatened by you, and but don't descend. Don't lower yourself because others will soon become inspired by what you're doing, by your goals, by being tenacious and you know, really seeking what it is that you want. But just realize, you know, people are looking at you, and they are a little bit threatened. But you know, don't let yourself lower. And just know that Aurora, she's there to help you. And
Who is Aurora?
She is an angel. She's one of the angels. Just like you have Francis is an angel. You have, I'm trying to flip over here. You have Desiree. She's an angel. Bridget is an angel. Bridget is, you've heard of Bridget's Cross. It's a Irish type weaving that's woven together. It's called Bridget's Cross. Well, Bridget is an angel. So the readings that I'm giving you today is from a deck called Messages from Your Angels. And it's just what I chose to work from today. But
what ways do they connect with me? Is it through clairvoyance, or is it through a gut feeling, or is messages through TV, people, or license plates, or how does they send? So I can better understand my angels. I really want to connect with them.
Okay.
How you hear them or you talk to them. I want to be able to do that.
Right, and that's a great question. And, you know, Peg gave you an idea of the different ways in which they do connect. And what you you have to drop into your heart space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like you have to drop into meditation. It's, you know, a generic word for it. But I call it dropping into your heart space, going into your heart and asking. Ask your angels to show you how they want to connect with you, how they want to deliver the messages. Like Peg said, everyone has angels. Everyone has the ability to receive messages. And
let me tell you something right quick. See, I do meditate. I ask my angels to send me signals, messages, and I still don't get anything. I meditate every day. I ask for dreams. I ask for a signal on my way going to work, and I still don't seem to get anything.
Okay, let me ask you this. When so you ask that at night, you're doing your meditation, you ask that. And then the next morning, you get up and say your prayers the next morning, and you ask for a certain thing. And so you're driving to work, and this song comes along. And it's like, oh, my God, that relates to what I was praying for this morning. And then you roll along, and then another song comes along, and you go, that's the other answer. So, I mean, I have to admit, I have received a lot of messages listening to the radio. Sometimes it'll be a license plate. Sometimes it'll be a billboard.
That's why I said that becomes it.
Sometimes it's just that innate feeling that you get in your heart or a catch in your throat. Like if you ask something and the answer is maybe no, sometimes you'll get like a thickening in your throat. It's kind of hard to swallow. That's because whatever it is you ask for, it's not a good thing. It's hard to swallow. And that's a message. Unless you've got cold or sore throat, that's a message. So it's little tiny subtle signs that you're looking for. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps because I've been trying to for the longest to connect with my angels, and I don't know what's going on with them.
You have a bright, cheery energy, and I have a feeling they've been trying to talk to you.
Be great to connect with Peg, and she could really help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Eileen, are you done with her message?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm complete.
Well, you know what, we're just going to move on fast. There's still Peg and myself, so I'm going to turn you over to Peg really fast.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Peg?
Thank you.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Great. And I can relate to what you're saying about connecting to the angels.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes practice and just, you know, in a lot of ways some study, but also, you know, just patience in that. And sometimes when you, like, make an intention as far as connecting with a specific angel, like, I work basically with the archangels. So if you ask for a connection with Archangel Michael, making that intention and having him be with you, you know, and kind of understand kind of what he's all about, like I call it a service that the angel will help you with, and Archangel Michael is an angel of protection.
Okay, because I know someone trying to connect with me because I was laying down, I felt a presence over me, and I believe it's my grandmother because I had a taste in my mouth that smell like a perfume, or I just feel a cool breeze.
Yeah.
But I know it's her, but I want the angels too.
Okay. Well, so maybe just making that connection, asking Archangel Michael. The whole thing with angels and with spirit is,
mm-hmm.
you know, they believe in free will.
Okay.
So if you say, I would like some guidance and asking for a specific angel, like Archangel Michael, like there might be something, you know, like Archangel Michael's all about protection. And safety. So, like, if there's a situation that may be really difficult, you know, for, like, at work or something, and you just want to have,
okay.
you just want to ask for Michael's presence and guidance, you know. Believe me, he'll be there with you right away. He's one of the more speedy okay. angels.
I know Archangel
Gabriel.
I'd
like to get, like, a little bit more information. You could connect with Peg. She's online, and, you know, you can connect with her then. I'm going to have to move on, though. We have a board full
ahead.
Of callers. I hope that the information helped you this evening.
Yes, it did, Miss Lady.
Peg at PegsAngelicalWhispers.com.
Okay. I find the
answer with all your angel questions, Sherelle. I hope that helped.
Yes,
we're going to have to move on right now, and I hope you have a great evening, hon. Thank you for calling.
Lady. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good okay, we have another
boy.
Caller in here. 702, it's you. You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. Do you have a general question this evening? Or, I mean, you have a specific question, or are you just looking for, like, a general reading?
I have a specific question.
Okay.
I'm in the process for looking for another job, and I've been applying to several places, and I just want to know, do you see anything coming?
Okay. We'll look into that. Okay. Eileen, did you pick up anything yet?
I'm actually not ready yet. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay. What I'm hearing, Craig, is the angels want you to, like, review your information and evaluate everything. And they're saying it's possibly time to move, like, in a different direction is what I'm hearing. Just to make, like really, you know, thoughtful judgments in regard to any kind of life changes and everything. And you're going to be able to do them confidently is what I'm hearing. I see possibly, like, a career change, and I do see you moving in a new direction. I also see a new beginning for you. That's the first thing that I'm being shown. The second thing, I'm hearing there's something about forgiveness. I don't know if you need to forgive yourself or you need to forgive someone else, but I feel some sadness. Does this make any sense to you? I mean, the sadness could even be lingering. Excuse me?
Not at the present time.
Okay. I'm hearing from the angels, this could be from the current situation you're in, or it could be lingering from the past. And because it's from the past, it continues to be with you. But I'm hearing that this, whatever it was, it's going to pass, but it has a purpose in your life. And I'm hearing don't hold on to, like, any energy of, like, past disappointments that you've had in your life or any kind of conflict you may have had. And the angels are telling me at this point, like, you've done everything that you could do the right way, and just, you know, it is time to move on. Let's see. Okay, and the next thing I'm being shown is a really significant life event. And I just see, like, it's going to be, like, a really a big change. And I'm hearing from the angels, it's time for you to spread your wings. They're basically giving you, like, a wake-up call is what I'm hearing. And it's a moment of freedom for you as well as, like, a moment of awakening. And the way you see yourself when you do, like, have this moment, it's going to change the way you see yourself and the world forever. And it's going to bring you growth and encouragement. And the angels are saying it is time for you to spread your wings. And when you get these new insights, just let them motivate you to embrace the path of your true heart's desire and just follow your intuition. Because I'm feeling, Craig, you're going to suddenly see the truth. And you're going to have, like, an inevitable change is what I'm being shown. So I don't know if that resonates with you presently, but if you don't understand it at the moment, you could always go back in the archives, and it'll probably make sense to you, like, at another time.
Okay.
Okay, and if you'll kindly hold on, I'm going to go to Eileen.
Some cards for him.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I've got Zaina, and she talked about that that you really are protected from all types of harm and that the worst is behind you and that, you know, not to worry, but some of your thoughts have actually been self-sabotaging thoughts and also your behaviors. And so you need to release any of that and, you know, ask you know, Zaina and the other angels to come in and help you have better thoughts about, you know, your own, to heal your own heart about your own worry or fear about what's going on. And what backs that up is your second card, which is Archangel Raphael, which is the angel of healing. And so I don't know if this is an emotional healing. If there's issues somewhere in your life, it could be work, it could be personal, it could be family, it could just be your own thoughts. But Archangel Raphael is also there for healing. So you've got two healing angels. So there's a situation in your life or your emotions that says that you need some healing. But and then your third card talks about having patience and that it is now time to take some time for yourself and enjoy being a student of life. And of learning and study and gather some information because this is going to really benefit you in your future. It'll synthesize the knowledge and put into action. And to actually, you know, to add to what DC told you, because as she was telling you, these last two cards here back each other up. And it talks about a golden opportunity is coming your way. And it's important that these doors are opening for you right now. And when you see them open, you need to really take measure to walk through those doors. And so that really could be a new job or opportunity. But what backs that up before that is that you need to take time to learn or study about what that future is going to be meant to be. Be that student and gather your information and bring it into knowledge. And so that when you walk through that door, that golden opportunity opens up for you, that you can just walk right through that door. And that's what your angels actually want you to know today from what I'm doing here for my reading. Peg, do you have anything for this gentleman?
I do. Craig, can I just ask what your question was in the beginning?
Sure. My question was, did you see me gain appointments, and I'm applying for another job, another career, and I just want to know, do y'all see that happening soon?
Okay, Craig, so you've been looking for a long time for a job?
I just recently started applying for about the last couple of weeks, but I've been wanting this change for quite some time.
Okay, all right, and have you gotten some interviews?
I haven't gotten interviews, but I've been notified that I've been from a federal government saying that I'm been accepted into the job pool.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, it's like the angels are encouraging you to, you know, contact them every once in a while, just to let them know you're still interested, and also to continue, you know, to look too in other avenues, of course, too. But I'm also the card that that I came up with was listening, you know, and it's listening to listening to yourself as far as you know exactly what steps to be taking for you, you know, to not have your eggs all in one basket, and to know that, you know, you are, you know, very able in doing that and to not give up. And I had the card patience too, as Eileen did, so that's two patients in one reading. So it's like having patience, but also, you know, going on with the search, you know, and maybe look into something a little bit different, possibly too. But to you know, to not give up, you know, to know that you are being directed, you're doing the work that you need to do as far as looking for a job, and to just persevere. And I know that's very hard because we are all very human, but you know, to know that your angels are helping, and I really feel like they are really helping you to find the best job, you know. So kind of listen to yourself, you know, maybe when you're with people, talking to them, seeing what they have to say, you know, they just may out of the blue say, oh, I know the perfect job, and there's an opening, you know. So it's kind of keeping your options open, and so I hope that helps.
And also doing certainly your homework. Make sure that you keep studying and gathering information. That's also what that patience card says, is to continue to do the studying. So you must forage ahead and still, you know, make those steps. Don't just ride your laurels and figure, oh, it's not time yet. It does say that you need to continue to do your work, and but have patience that something will come through. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you for calling in, and stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Certainly. Thank you.
Okay, ladies, we have a full switchboard here. I'm going to go for another call.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. I'm ready.
We'll try to keep it short.
Yes.
Hi, 347. You have all your angels that are from heaven.
Woo-hoo.
Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
Can I have your name? Hello?
My name is Alicia. Hello?
Okay, could you repeat that again? I couldn't hear you, hon.
I'm sorry. My name is Alicia.
Alicia, good evening. Very nice to have you with us. We have a very angelic evening this evening, and I'm going to start off. Eileen, would you like to start off? Do you have anything yet?
Yes, I do. Actually, I had something just pop right out. And,
okay.
That is Athena. Athena popped right out, and she wants you to know to trust your inner wisdom. She is, you know, the goddess of warriors. She's there to help protect them, stand by their side, give them wisdom for what their, you know, what their fight or what your fight is for. And it talks about, you know, it says that you've been afraid of your own power and that you have worried that others would disapprove of you if you leave you, if you allowed your true power to shine. So you have also been very connected, and you might abuse that power. So what you really need to do is balance out the masculine energy that would become unbalanced with the feminine energy. And which Athena always did very well. She was always very beautiful and balanced, but she was very powerful and strong. She didn't do it by being pushy. She did it by self-esteem and creating her life purpose. And by doing that, she enhanced all the relationships that she was in, and she became the goddess of warriors because she gave them she gave them strength and self-assurance. And she talks about being in your own power, and that your power comes from love and from God, and that you are who you are made to be in the image and likeness of God and of your Creator, and that you are unlimited in this power right now. So, you know, make sure that you know, don't abuse the power, but stand in it. Stand in its glory. And think of, if you have trouble admiring yourself, think of someone else you admire, and look towards that powerful balance of who they are And I'll bet you will see in them a balance of a masculine and a feminine energy. Because that's where a true power comes from, is in that balance. If you're too much in this feminine energy, you know, you become too fluffy, too submissive, too la-la. And if you're in too much of your male energy, then you just want to plow through everybody. But if you're in that balance of masculine and feminine, then that is where your greatest balance will be, because you'll be able to do, you know, just about anything. Your next card is actually Guinevere, which she represents true love. So I don't know if you have any romantic stirrings in your heart, but she is propelling you, and the universe is propelling you to deliver a great love to you. So be open to anything that could come along. You never know. If you're already in a relationship, it can be a renewal of that. You know, like just as a couple will take a weekend away and it'll renew that relationship.
Absolutely.
But it's also,
I am, and I feel like that's where I am, which is really cool.
Yeah, it says romance is also playfulness. So herald that with, you know, the joy of like springtime and new life. And, you know, it's a time-honored precept of true love to manifest this with another human being. And so make sure that that romance and passion is very playful. And that's what this card asks you to do, is to be very playful, that there's a renewed passion in an existing relationship. You are a very romantic person, and that your romantic needs need to be met. And by being playful, that will, you know, that will really help for to meet those needs of yours. And it also meets the needs of your mate, too, because whether gentlemen like it or not, they like playful. It's always a lot of fun. So, and then I've got Bridget for you, and she says, stand up for what you believe in is right. Don't back down. Be the first. Be quite clear about your intentions. And if it's unclear, then confusion will lessen your power and force. So don't be confused, because you won't be as strong in your determination. And it's like lighting a candle in the dark. It's not very bright until you light a few of them. And as you light a few of them, that really brings up your intention and your strength. So let that guide you and protect you, and be unparalleled in your strength by standing up for what you believe in. Because now is also the time to touch your power and heat up that flame. So be unwavering and make your stand today. And that's what I have for you from your angels.
Thank you. That was great. Pat, do you have something to add to the reading?
I do, not really, actually.
Oh, I don't. Well, let me see. Let me just double check.
I'll just pick it up really fast while you're looking.
Sure.
I'm hearing from the angels that it is safe for you right now to love, hun. I feel that you're protecting your heart. You may have had like a painful relationship experience in the past.
I have.
And the angels are showing me like you have like a shield around your heart, hun. And they're asking me they're saying for me to convey to you, how do you think love is going to get into that heart? Because you know what, when your heart is closed like that, it just repels the beautiful partner you're trying to attract. And angels are saying, like, follow the inner guidance that they're giving you, and they're going to help you to feel loved and to be able to trust your senses. And when that person, you know, is in your life and everything, you're going to be able to open up your heart again. And you could always ask angels to bring in, like, people, like romantic partners that are the kind of person that you're seeking. But you have to listen to guidance.
I'm in a relationship. I'm in
that
exact situation. So I'm trusting everything you're saying, because that's where I feel like I am with him.
Okay. And I'm also hearing the angels are giving me a beautiful flower for you, hon. And they're saying, you know, become the true you. Show the world who you truly are and who you were born to be. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm just feeling like you're not showing the world who you truly are. And the angels want you to just, you know, step onto the path that you were born to walk on. They want you to be your authentic self is what I'm being shown.
Okay.
And I see, like, new beginnings for you. And, like, every journey begins with that first step. And I'm just hearing they're saying, you know what, you have to be brave and you have to take a leap of faith. And
oh,
I feel
goodness.
If you take that leap into faith, then you're going to have a great new adventure coming your way. And I do see significant changes coming your way as well.
Do you see a baby in this future? I'm trying to have a baby.
Okay, that's all they're showing me. And then I pulled a stone for you, and the stone is basically blank. And they're runes, and usually they have, like, a little marking on them, but this one didn't have anything on it. And, I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's just saying that part of your life is over, and now you're going to be, like, starting on another path is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you
asked about a baby, and I decided I would pull you one more card to see what it said. And it actually kind of goes back to one of the first cards I read for you. And it is Chantel, that new romance is imminent, either with a newcomer or through reigniting passion in your existing relationship. Be open to giving and receiving love. So I have to tell you, in that message, we may want a baby, sweetheart, but in that message and in the messages that DC gave you and in the ones I gave you before, you really need to ignite that passion within the relationship before you try, you know, until you have that relationship ignited and really running at a vibrational level of love or above, are you ready for a baby? Because if we're still working on our relationship, and we bring in a baby, woo, it changes everything. So
I feel like we're on that path. I'm listening to what you said, and what you said, I feel like we're there. We just started over, and it's definitely going along that path. But I was guarding my heart because he hurt me. But, you know, I love this man. I want to be here. I'm listening to what you guys are saying.
That's what it says, is reignite that passion. So work on that relationship, and you call us in just, you know, maybe a month or so, and let's see if the cards change on that. But right now, your next
and
card
I'm just
says,
wondering,
work
Peg,
on
you
the
have
relationship.
Anything? Peg, do you have anything as well to add to our reading?
I just had
Would
one
you
more
care to
thing.
Add?
The main thing is trust. Trust you, trust the universe, trust the process, and everything will go as needs be. You know, it's just a matter of trusting everything about it, and don't hesitate to ask for guidance from your angels because they really want to help you. So I hope that helped too.
Definitely. You ladies are great.
And you have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Night.
Have, you too.
And please,
thank
yes,
you so much.
Keep in touch with us. Thank you.
All right.
Angel
absolutely.
Bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we still have a full key here, guys. So I'm going to hit another button here and see who we have. Hello, 978. It's really great to speak with you. You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Susan, and it's really great that you took my call. Thank you so much.
Well,
hi,
thank
Susan.
You, Susan. You're live with Peg and Eileen, and this is DC. Do you have a specific concern? Or would you just like a general reading?
I have a specific concern about money and career. And if you see anything about my love life, that would be wonderful too.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to see what the angels have in store for you, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I was wondering, Eileen, do you have anything?
Well, first of all, I have pulled Mary Magdalene, and she talks about unconditional love, and she talks about loving yourself, others, and also loving situations, that no matter what the outward appearance may be. So it's really, you know, that to me is about acceptance You know, accepting the different situations that you may be involved in, which is basically unconditional love. That message is also, it's not what most people think yet to defend myself, but don't sink to anybody's lower levels or feel uncomfortable. Mary Magdalene is, she represents actually the divine as just as you are, that you are divine as you are, and that to choose to reside in that, and that to not to bicker or judge anyone else, because those bring you to lower levels. And, you know, Mary Magdalene was always looked down upon as if she was lesser. And she really wasn't. She was really a true companion. She was there with Jesus by his side and walked with him just as the apostles did. And so, you know, she was never at a lower level. And that's what this card represents, is that you are never at a lower level. She always had unconditional love for everyone. And so focus on those thoughts. Focus on the good things that you can find. Your next card is Yemanya, and she is the card of golden opportunity, and it talks about that doors are going to be opening for you and that you need to walk through them. Don't second guess yourself. Just put one foot in front of the other and go for it. That, you know, timing is everything. And so when those doors open, if you don't walk through them, they'll close. And so when it presents itself, go. Everything that you've done, you've prepared yourself for. And don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Another opportunity will surely come along, just as the tides wash in and out, but it won't be the same opportunity. So be like the ocean. Life is rich beauty, and each rhythm of the waves is important to itself. It's thunderous of its own, but it has its own rhythms. So don't hesitate. Just move forward. Your last card is talks about guiding children, and that you're really good at helping and counseling children. It's represented by a goddess, Damara. And she talks about how you should use your skills right now to help children in some way, whether it be, you know, volunteering, or whether, you know, I don't know if you work with children or anything, but you know, it says that you really are a helping hand towards them, and that you should actually treat them with fairy-like wonder, and that you'll learn a lot from them, and that that you can be a gentle but fierce protector of children. And it also, by being vigilant, keeps the harmony within the household that stems from the desire for children to maintain their youthful awe, and also for you to maintain that youthful awe and sense of wonder. So ensure that they see and speak, the cards, how else will we ensure that they will see and speak with fairies? How else will we foster the continuation of children's healing laughter? And, you know, part of that laughter comes with your own imagination. So go looking for the fairies. Find your own imagination and that spark of being the amazing young you. I think this card isn't actually necessarily always talking. Today I don't feel it's talking about you working with children. I think it's about you reaching that child in you and finding the joy and within that child. So be childlike and be fun and find fun in your life. And that's the message that I have for you today.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you so much.
Peg, would you continue on with the message?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I do have a message. I have three cards for you, and I'll make them really fast so DC can say something too. The first card I have for you is dreams, and to follow your dreams and just to go forward no matter what. In your career and in your romance, keep at it, you know, and ask your angels for help, and they'll definitely show you the way. And the other card kind of goes with this. And the next one does too. Take charge of the situation, you know. You know, do that. Do those job searches. You know, talk to people, network. They say, you know, you know exactly what you need to do. And they also say to consider to be open to maybe other opportunities other than what you might have had in the past, you know, to maybe expand in using your skills. But, you know, take charge of the situation on all aspects. And then, you know, the final boost is go now. And this is by Serapis Bay. I'm not really sure. I know that he's an ascended master. I'm not really sure who he is all about. You might want to check him out. You know, it's like, you know, just go for it. And, you know that you can create whatever it is you want. And the more footwork you do, as they kind of call it, the more they will help and more will be given to you, manifested for you, with you. So I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much. That all makes perfect sense.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And if you'd like, can I have a little bit more to add in regard to the reading? This is DC.
Yes, absolutely.
I see, like, in regard to romance, the angels are asking you to just, like, be a little bit more playful and just allow yourself to recapture, like, that, you know, the romance of your inner youthful spirit and let your fun, you know, your fun spirit, like, shine is what I'm hearing. I see there's, like, a relationship that they're showing me. And what the angels are saying, that this relationship is worth devoting the effort to. There may be, like, a couple issues, but they could be worked through and it can be healed. I'm showing that you're going to, you know, you're going to find out a lot about yourself in regard to this relationship. And then the next thing I'm being shown, hon, something about possibly, like a codependency or an addiction or something in regard to your romantic life, and this is affecting it. I don't know exactly. They're not giving me a specific issue. I don't know if, you know, if there's some kind of, like, unhealthy behavior or what it could be, or, like,
I'm not currently in a relationship. I've been single for several years, but I have had abusive relationships in the past.
Okay. Well, they're showing me something, like, in regard to, it could be even, like, in regard to, like, a childhood experience that you've had. It could be, like, someone in the family was, like, you know, you had an addictive family. But there's something to do, you know, in regard to, like, there's something in that, like, in that regard that is playing a role in your, I guess, your romantic life is what they're showing me.
The only addiction in my family is to cigarettes. And I also smoke cigarettes, but that's the only one. There's no other drug use or drinking or anything.
Okay. I mean, there could be, like I said, I even see possibly, like, there might be, like, even, like, some kind of, like, even an emotional barrier, hun. And I don't know if it's you or the person, like, that you're going to meet, you know, but I just see, like, there's some kind of a dependency here.
Okay.
And that's what they're showing me. So just to, like, make you aware of it. But, I mean, if you're not in a relationship presently, there's going to be someone coming into your life, and I'm hearing that the relationship, like I said, is worth working on when you do meet this person, so you'll know that much. And the other thing I wanted to say, I pulled a rune for you, and what the rune is showing me, do you feel like you're, like, a little bit overwhelmed and exhausted?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what I'm feeling, you know, and I'm just hearing, you know what, when your inner, like, being is shifting on a deeper level, you know what, it's shifting now. The angels are saying just, you know, stay centered, see the humor, like, in the situation, and just keep, you know, keep a hold of your faith. Everything's going to work out for you. Everything's going to be fine is what I'm being shown.
Okay.
So just, you know, just know that everything is going to be okay. And I'm also seeing now, you know what, I feel like, you know, they're just showing me to, in regard, they're showing me something in your past, again. There's some kind of forgiveness that's needed, hon, in order to, you know, to for you to be free and have that healing that you need. I feel like there's, like, old hurts that are within you, and that's what the angels are showing me.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you don't even, if you don't even know what they are, just, like, you know, forgive yourself and know that loving yourself is really important. And you know
okay.
what? Everybody has imperfections, and that's just part of everyone's, like, human personality. And the angels mm-hmm. are asking me at this time to convey to you, like, walk tall as you take, you know, your path, you know? And I'm seeing, like, the wounds that you've had from past relationships. I see light hitting them, and they're being healed, hon. So, I mean,
okay.
I don't know, like, if that, you know, if that makes any sense to you now. It may not, but it will, like, at a future date if it doesn't presently. And I'm being shown a beautiful flower, and the angels are saying, hon, just be positive. And your thoughts that you're having now, they're going to shape your experiences. So just try to stay focused on everything positive. I hope that helped you.
It does. It does. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great evening, hon, and thank you for calling in. And please, you know, stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we're down to the last, a little bit over 3 minutes with the show. And I'd like to say thank you to Carlene. She is our host for this evening in our chat. And Eileen, I was wondering if you could close with one of your beautiful meditations. Oh, hello, Eileen? I don't know if we've lost Eileen. Peg, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Have we lost Eileen?
I don't know. I don't hear her.
Okay. Well, you know what? Would you like to give us, like, a couple closing words from the angels, Peg?
Sure. Let me see. Well, the first thing is the angels want you to know that they love all of you very much. That they are here to help us and to guide us, you know, at any time. The angels ask you to remember to stay in your truth and to know that that they will help you at every step through your day, and they say that all is well, and that the angels do truly love us. So I think that's pretty much all that I have tonight.
You know, that's beautiful. And Peg, could you please give everybody your information in case they want to get a hold of you?
Okay, I'm at pegsangelicalwhispers.com. That is my angel, my website, and I'm Peg at Peg's Angelical Whispers. That's my email. And I also have a blog that you can find on my website, or you can go to my Facebook page, Angelical Whispers. And I think my blog is there because I just did a post. So, and please join my page, too. I also have a special this week that I've posted, and if anyone's interested, just contact me. And thank you for having me on tonight, DC, and Eileen. It's been great.
Yes, thank you, Peg. It's always a pleasure. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners, and I hope everyone has a really great evening. Thank you,
yes.
Everybody.
Have a great night.
Peg, they were so happy to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Good night.